Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Or Angela.
Has everybody stayed dry all day?
Not all day, but some of the day.
Well, those things happen, so you got to learn to dry it out.
Yeah.
The latest directive was to blow in the direction that we shake the lulav and the etrog. I don't think like that. So, but then linking rain to the goat, it made sense. I'm sorry, what? Hold on. I'm going to have to mute for just a minute.
No problem.
That was that email that I sent to you that we were doing. We were saying the name.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
Would you repeat what you said, Brandy, since I missed you? Tony was searching for the potatoes.
She was just relating that. Go ahead, Brandy.
No, go ahead.
She was just relating that you had sent her the three names, and she sent me a picture of them, so.
Oh.
You know. So why don't we get started with section 9,
Ruby.
Verse 59. Welcome, Ruby. You staying dry even though you're too far north? I'm joking about being too far north, but everybody else on the call is in the East Texas, Houston, and Louisiana area. So we're starting with verse 59 of the section 9 on the part of Noah. And we're going to finish that today so that the rain will stop. And we'll start with Elishay.
I have a few positive things I'd like to share. You know, in the midst of, but let's go ahead and do the verses, and then I'll tell you a couple of things that happened that were just really positive.
Very good.
Okay.
So Shemichus could shabarichu rishkinte bid hiluur himuud hiluud hiluur himu. Le'afda l'shem yudhe buvape bibichudam b'lim b'shem kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kenaneh aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kenanehu. Umayin hawo reti nichan ufashtu mashka minayhu kama dechabilu archaihu b'mayin reti nichan dina lakabel. Ahidiktiv niv keu koma mayot yunot techom rabah mayin tatayin viaruvot hashemayin niv tahu da mayin ilayin. Ma'im ilayim betatayim. These waters were boiling and they skinned them alive, just like they corrupted their ways in boiling water. One judgment for another means that he punished them measure for measure. All the fountains of the great deep broke open. And this refers to the lower waters, while and the windows of heaven were opened refers to the upper waters. Thus they were punished by both upper and lower waters. Questions, comments, thought. thoughts?
Well, I got an incoming call from someone from California, my Jewish friend there, and so I'll have to read the English. I missed that completely.
Well, you know, Hanoj, it sounds like what's going on here now, that measure for measure and being punished by the upper waters as well as the lower waters.
It does, doesn't it?
Because we're getting it from both ends.
But we aren't being
Go ahead.
I said it's not punishment, it's cause and effect.
That is absolutely true. So what was the cause?
Well, I think the cities that were hit give us a hint. Corpus Christi means body. No. I hate, you know, I don't think I should say some of those things over recorded message. And then what else is going on in Israel at the moment? And
well, what's going on in Israel would not affect the hurricane here. I mean, it does. Thing is unified. But when you talk about measure for measure, the people in Israel are having their own measure for measure.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of measure for measure is very important and very deep. The Hebrew is midah keneged midah.
Right.
And what it implies is that when you do something that would be considered a sin or a mistake, when some people do a sin or a mistake, then they are affecting a certain sephirah. And when that happens, then the effect is going to affect that same sephirah in their lives. So you have a broad, this hurricane is very broad in geography because it's moving to the east as we discussed, and there's all these inches of rain. So what is the cause? What is happening in Texas? And I'll say Louisiana, but I'm not sure that's true. But definitely in Texas, and specifically in Rockport and Galveston and Houston. Those are the three, and Corpus Christi. What is going on in that southern part of the state? And the eastern, I guess Houston is considered in the east. What is going on in that? The southern part represents Chesed. And the eastern part would represent Tiferet. Now, it's not coming with judgment because it's using water, which is Chesed. But it's a flood, which is an aspect of judgment. But it's when you talk about all of that, what was the original cause for these people who are experiencing that? The communities have done something wrong. It's not just a few people because it's too broad, widespread. What has been going on in the southern part of Texas? I don't know. Because the news doesn't really report it in this way. But since you live there, you can assess what was going on religiously, politically, how are people treating with each other, different things.
Well, a couple of things have been going on you know, they talk about building the wall in Texas and taking people and shipping them back to Mexico. And they talk about the liberalness.
Brandy, it wouldn't be talk. It would be actions. Are they shipping people back? Are they arresting people and sending them back where they really don't belong?
Well, yes, because if you look at the judge that was doing that very thing, I don't know if he was from Lockport or not, but he was released and not held accountable for that.
Are you talking about Sheriff Arpaio, the pardoning of Sheriff Arpaio, or is that was in Arizona?
Yes.
That's not in...
Oh, well, okay.
It's not Texas. It could be something that we don't know about, that but it's widespread.
Right.
It may not be anything public, but there's something that people are doing there that's affecting it and causing this to happen. And it's all in the Sephirot of Chesed and Tiferet. Is there anything else you want to ask or talk about with verse 59?
No.
Okay.
I do know this. Whenever my family from France came, they really noticed a difference between the people from Texas and the people from Louisiana. They treated them like, and this was like in 2004. So, no, it was later than that. No, it was. It was about 2004. And they couldn't speak English very well. And we went to pick them up at the airport, and the people were very rude to them, treated them like they were aliens from another planet. And they remarked to us, that the people of Texas had a completely different, were completely different from the people from Louisiana.
I guess the airport, I think it was Houston Airport that you picked them up at?
Yes.
Okay. There's another thing is that all of the oil industry, or 25% of the country's oil industry Welcome, Malka. We're talking about verse 59, but it's really very much related to what's happening in Texas right now. But another possibility, as I was starting to say, is that the withdrawal from the climate accord, whether you agree with it, you don't agree with it, I'm not talking politically. But that has given a boon to the oil industry and the carbon issues, and that could be where, you know, the nature is saying, no, we were on the right track, but, you know, we need to control these things. But that's only a possibility. I don't know for sure. I mean, I could ask, I could do a meditation on it, but I'm not sure that it's beneficial to do so, because will it affect the change of people? And, you know, we would just have to wait and see.
Well,
let me finish one thing, Brandy. I had an experience in Los Angeles with earthquakes, and it was very clear, and I'm sure they're talking about it being that way with the rescues of people on the news channels. But what I experienced in earthquakes in California, as you drove down the street, you would see a building that was totally destroyed. And the next building right next to it was perfect. There was no damage. And then, you know, two buildings down, it was destroyed, but and some had partial damage. And what Rabbi Berg explained is, you know, it's really the ownership of those buildings and the people who are in those buildings, based on their actions, is what happens to those buildings. So you could have, you know, the people like what we're having, where there's not a lot of, thankfully, Baruch Hashem, there may have been some flooding that Brandy mentioned, but it's primarily the people on this call and people that we know are not overly bothered by this. You're feeling a sense of balance even while you're going through this. And that's your connection to certainty. That's your connection. Whereas other people are, you know, obviously are very inundated by the water and the floods, but you know, they're just trying to survive instead of reflecting, as we are, on what is the cause. And it's important to do that, no matter what the event. We have to recognize that human activity creates weather patterns. Human activity creates all of this aspect. You want to say something, Brandy? That's fine.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I used to work for the oil industry, and I found, now that I'm looking back, that a lot of the people that were in charge of the companies were doing stuff for themselves alone. It was not doing something for them to give out, you know, to the community or to other people. And I found that those types of individual in that type of business, they felt the ends justified the means, or the means justified the ends. And so they were not always concerned about what happened to their employees if they got sick from the products that they were using. And so I think that, you know, that might have a lot to do with it, that it's still going on today and they haven't changed.
There's a lot of aspects that need improvement in our society, and that's really
right.
What you're referring to. But it may
right.
be more severe in the southern part of Texas. So,
and think back too that there's several ex-presidents that lived there. I just don't feel I can explain what I see. On a recorded message, I'm sorry.
It's not a problem. I understand. So let's go on to verse 60. Rabbi Chiyo v'Rabbi Yehuda Havo Azle Biarcha Uma Ato Lugabe Turin Rav Revan V'ashkachu b'ne turaya karme b'ne nasha dehawo me'inun b'ne tufana v'pasu t'at mea v'si'an b'garma v'ada t'wavhu amaru fa'a Rainu, Te Amaru Havraina, Te Inun La Hawo, Nistakte Midina, Te Kucha Barihu, Kimadikti Vayomru, Lael Sur Mimenu, Vidat Virakeha, Lo Hafat Nu Ma'avadu Awo Satimin Viraglaihu Ma'buatuhoma Umayin Nafkin Pratihan Vilayakilu Vamekam Beho Adihawo Nishmatin Umfalu Yara Umaitin. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yehuda were walking on their way. Reaching some great mountains, they found human bones that belonged to the generation of the flood. They walked alongside one of these bones, which measured 300 steps. Astonished, they said to each other, "This clarifies what our friends have said, that they did not fear the judgment of the Holy One, blessed be He, as it is written. They said to El, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of your ways." So what did they do? They clogged the fountains of the deep with their feet, but the waters were too hot, and when they could no longer bear it, they slipped, fell on the ground, and eventually died. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, it isn't Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda that died. It was the persons the bones belong to.
The right. Generation of the flood, that's correct.
Right.
Yes, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva did not die.
Okay, so they were telling that those individuals turned their back on Hashem. Depart from us. We know we desire not the knowledge of your ways. And that caused the waters of the deep, which are, I guess are the ones, the lower waters, to fill up and become so hot that it took them.
No. When Noah was trying to bring his warning, he would tell people there's going to be a great flood. And they said, how can there be a great flood when we know the names of the angels and we'll just tell them to stop up the flood. We'll tell them to stop the water. And others would say, well, we can stop the water from falling, but the water that comes up from the ground, the lower waters, we know where the gates are for the lower waters, and we'll just try and stop them up with their feet. So it's not going to be a problem. So when it started, they did try and stop up the lower waters from coming up. But Hashem made those waters hot, boiling, as they rose. And they couldn't stand in the water. They couldn't keep their feet over the gate. And so they fell. And when they fell, the waters they fell into were still very hot. And so they couldn't, they fell down and literally ended up dying in a slow, boiling manner. That's part of the Midrash. That's what this verse is part of, a Midrash. It's referring to a Midrash. So it's not that the waters, that they did anything to heat up the waters. The waters came up hot in order that they would not be able to stop them up with their feet. I'm sorry if I misunderstood you, Hannah.
Well, I think you did, but that's okay.
But you were saying.
Well, it was because they turned their back on Hashem, and it was the lower waters that got them. I mean, that's my basic understanding of what I saw. But your explanation was, you know, more in depth, and I believe you. So that's all. And then I had another telephone call while in the midst of reading. So, you know, so I was rereading real quickly. That's why I wasn't sure if it was Rabbi Akiah and Rabbi Yehuda that they were talking about who died, or if it was the generation of the flood.
It's clearly the generation of the flood,
right.
and the bones being 300 steps is a clue to say that it happened to all three levels of all three columns of the tree of life. Anybody who connected to, or they weren't connected anymore because the generational flood was wicked, but the 300 is a code word for the three columns,
right?
With 10 sephiroth within 10 sephiroth.
But you see how many interruptions I get when it's time to mini Zohar. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And you have to ask yourself, the question is, what's causing that? I'm not criticizing it, because it happens to me, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's people who love me. It's people who love us and are checking on us, you know, and they're seeing the news. They're from different states. You know,
yes.
One is a lady I've never met, but she's Jewish, and she went through conversion just a short time before we did, which was many years ago, and the rabbi put us in touch with each other. And even though we haven't met each other, we about maybe every couple of months we do speak by phone, and she's seeing on news, I'm sure, that it's headed toward Lake Charles. They're seeing Lake Charles now written, and so they're, you know, they're concerned about us. So
understood.
Yeah.
I do want to say one thing about rain. And it's most people will just laugh at me, and it's okay if you do. But rain, anytime it rains outside of the hours of midnight to 6 in the morning, or if you want to stretch it to 8 in the morning, anytime it rains outside of that period of time, there is some negative effect of human activity that is causing that. Because rain should happen only when it doesn't disturb people. And people are normally sleeping, or even if they're not sleeping, they're inside their houses between midnight and 8 a.m. And so if rain happens when it's disturbing people, and obviously a flood is disturbing people, it's an indication of negative human activity. And Hannah, if you want to, we've completed this verse, so if you want to bring out those positive aspects, go ahead.
Okay, well, you know how I told you along our lesson when Jackson was pressing how I was finding it difficult to find kosher fish and the last few months. And it turned out that I think it was Friday. It was either Thursday or Friday of last week. No, it was Tuesday, because I had gone to St. Martinsville and Tony was by himself here. And the thermostat of the air conditioner, it looked like it wasn't working. It was cold in the house. And anyway, he called the air conditioning people. And this young, energetic young man came in the afternoon. By that time, I was home. And I don't know, he just was sharing about he was going to get married and the things he was involved with besides doing the work that he was doing, which is the work that my dad did. So, you know, we could carry on a good conversation. And he said he had to camp in Cameron, and that, I said, do you fish? And he said, yes, he does. And he said, in September, he gets flounder in his traps, and in March, he gets bass. And so if we call him at those times, he'll bring us fish. Okay. Okay, the other thing was our next door neighbor moved and a young couple bought it. The young man has one of these trucks that are, I don't know, 3 feet off the ground with the big wheels, yeah, because he's a fisherman's god. And he went to Cameron to get his boat because of the storm and brought it and parked it in his driveway. Okay, normally he would have been out in, you know, doing his business with the fishing bit. And when he noticed, he smelled something burning, and he started seeing smoke coming out of the vent. So he called the fire department. We had several fire trucks. We had police cars. We had a slew of men trying to solve the problem of where was the source, and it was in the air conditioning unit. And had he not been at home, and the house caught a fire, we were so close together in the neighborhood, you know, with being patio homes, I know sparks would have jumped onto our house. So because of the storm, he was home. And because of him being home, a big crisis was taken care of.
All the interactions. It's a lovely story. Thank you.
Yeah. Now they're not staying over, you know, now, right now, because they're waiting for, you know, they had the air conditioner off, and they're waiting for technicians to come, and I don't know if they're going to replace it or what. But anyway, I said, even in the midst of going to the emergency room twice and, you know, all this with water and storms and everything, that you could still see the hand of Hashem, you know, doing great things for us.
Baruch Hashem. Does anybody else have anything they would like to say?
Hannah?
Yes. Go ahead, Ruby.
Why? What is the purpose of
Ruby, you're breaking up. It's hard to hear you, so start over, please.
Okay. I'm looking at two different paragraphs, paragraph 56 and paragraph 60, or 66. And 56, I'm sorry. 56
and
60? 56 and 60. Mm-hmm. And the last sentence of 56 said, "And Elohim looked on the earth and beheld it was corrupt." If you go down to paragraph 60, it says, they said to El, "Depart from us." And I want to know, what's the significance of the different names used in both those sections, and why?
El relates to Bina, relates to the upper Sephirot that are not in our world, per se. And Elohim is the name of judgment. And Hashem is the name of mercy. And people ask, how can the flood be coming from the name Hashem? Because it was merciful that rather than destroy the earth and start over, Hashem destroyed the people and allowed them to reincarnate and improve themselves. The name El is dealing with the level of Bina, And none of those people have continuity. None of the generation of the flood has continuity. None of those bodies will be resurrected. And that's why it's the name of El, dealing with the level of Bina, which is not in our physical world. Is that clear?
Yes.
Every name has a connection to a different Sephiroth. So I'm wishing you all to stay dry, be healthy, and the next class will be at the 7 o'clock class, where we will continue our lessons of Teshuvah. And if you didn't hear the class yesterday for the year 5778, try and find that time to fill it in. It's a lot of hours. It's 2.5 hours. So hopefully you'll all be able to hear it. Shalom to all.
Okay.
Thank
shalom.
You, Anna.
Shut up.